Today will be Ezra should be learning Daf Samech Vav Masech de Shabbos. Some of the topics we'll discuss in today's Daf include what constitutes a shoe with regard to wearing it outside on Shabbos, entering the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash, and contracting Tuma. The Gemara seeks to identify which Tana holds that a wooden shoe has the status of a shoe and discusses whether it can be used for Chalitza. Next, the Gemara discusses whether wooden shoes that have a base kibble can be Makabel Tumas Medras. The Mishnah says that a child can go out wearing knots, and the Gemara presents two possibilities of what these knots were. The Daf concludes with lots of medicinal ideas that Abaye had heard from his adoptive mother. Some of the important concepts we will learn about in today's Daf include Tumas Medras. The Tumah transmitted by a Zav, Zava, Yeledis, or Nida, when they put their weight on something that is meant to support a person's weight. Base Kibble is a receptacle. In order for a Kliates, a wooden utensil, to be susceptible to Tumas Maga, Tumah transmitted through touching, it cannot be pshuti kliates, a flat piece of wood, but must have a base kibble. Chalitza is performed by a widow of a childless man on her husband's brother to free her from any obligation to marry him. It involves removing his shoe, spitting in front of him, and singing a brief passage which is written in the Torah.